the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Steve, this is a bit of a 90 degree turn, but can you pull up the picture of my junk drawers again?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
I know it's completely unexpected.
Yep.
I want to respond to the audience that's sending stuff in on the Straight Talk hotline.
Okay, there we go.
Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guy's Straight Talk Wireless. Kelly, in the drawer on the left, near the front, next to the bag with green on it, on the white bag, and the masking tape on the other side, what is the thing in the middle?
A tape measurer.
That's the problem people are having. Kelly says tape measurer.
What do you call it?
Well, you're not measuring a tape. It's a tape measure. Not a measurer.
What the hell is that? Tape measurer.
No, it's a measure. Tape measure.
I say tape measurer too.
You do?
You say tape measure?
Yes, because that's what they're called.
Where is a tape measure?
It's a tape to measure things. It's not a measurer of tape.
This is not in real life. A tape measurer.
No. It would be like you calling a hammer a hammerer.
I see what you're doing there, and it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. It does, but I've never really thought about that.
That is a tape measurer. A tape measure?
Mm-hmm. Tape measure.
What are
I can't do that.
On Home Depot here, what are these called?
Who even looks tape at what
measures?
They're called?
Yeah, but
who even looks at measures?
But wait, type in tape measurer.
Well, how
do you think nothing will come up?
I'm doing that.
How many tape measurers can you put inside of a wheelbarrow?
That's not the same.
It is not the same, but I also do that, too. Yeah.
By the way, I felt bad bringing this up because I thought, A, it's going to be petty, but your reaction and defensiveness to this has made this a wonderful 90-degree turn.
Oh, boy. See?
And also, if you type in tape measurer, Joe, like you asked, it takes you to the tape measures.
Yeah.
It says, did you mean
so tape? It will get there.
Here, I'll pull. Okay. So, I typed it. I Googled
it. Oh, you Googled it. Okay.
Tape measurer. So,
did you mean tape measure?
But look down here, tape measurer shows up on Amazon.
That's right.
But look,
if you click on that, it'll go number one best tape measurer, happy, fun, good length.
But no, it won't. No one would ever look at that because you would type it in. You wouldn't even look at the did you mean because your eyes would go to those things that are obviously what you want.
No, look at the third one. 12-foot measuring tape measure by Couture, a very American sounding company.
Ah, Couture. Mm-hmm. I buy all my tools.
I tell you guys that I just bought a new set of screwdriverers?
Okay, look. You make
actually
great
think that
points.
Is something you might do for around the room one day.
Hey, Hot Wings, can you pass me those scissors?
Oh, yeah, no problem. You got it. I can do that.
It will forever be a tape measurer to me.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people
Is measurer even a word?
Well, that's a word, but not as applied to a measuring device known as a tape.
It would be like if, you know, Bob just got a job as a measurer at the factory.
What does he use? A tape measure. Bob's a measurer. He uses a tape measurer. It doesn't really work.
Yeah, or if you have a tape measurer, that's a measuring device just for tape.
A tape measuring device.
I can't believe this is happening. I've never heard this in my life. I've never also had to write out the word tape measurer or measurer.
The construction folks say it's just you just call it a tape.
It's a tape. Yeah.
A tape. Yeah, most people.
I'm a professional trim carpenter. This person writes from Pennsylvania. It says I will say tape measurer until I die.
That's right.
That's because you're not a carpenter. You're a carpenterer.
Andrew from Northeast Pennsylvania. You also say two tree.
Yeah, everything's broken there.
Yeah, you can't say the word H.
I really thought I had something when I said that'd be like calling a hammer a ham, and then you pulled out the whole screwdriver thing and what you just said, Hot Wings. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it forever.
This says, stop picking on Kelly. I've heard one of you refer to many deer as deers. That was also Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I did do that.
Yeah.
Probably.
I can't say that you're the only one.
Can't say I didn't. Let's
hey, by the way, I'm only the person acknowledging the text. Yeah. I am throwing no stones in your direction. You pronounce it however you want. I am fully on board.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Kelly uses tape measurers to measure deers.
And I do it while drinking my coffee with my coffee grounds all up in my cup.
Somebody wrote and said, I didn't know I said so many words dumb until you started pointing out how many words Kelly says dumb. And they're the same ones I do.
We're all in this together. Is it stubborn if I don't change it, or is that stubborn?
That would be that would fall into stubbornness, yeah.
But it's all I've ever known.
Well, to refuse to pronounce something properly would be stubborn.
You're trying to change me.
Yeah.
You're being a stubborner.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to do it, but I will try.
It's not easy. It's not easy to change words you've said.
What did you call those, you know, the sticks you'd get from like a car dealership or whatever, 3 feet long? What'd you call those, yard stickers?
A ruler?
No, they're bigger.
No, a ruler.
That'd be a ruler. Yeah, that'd be a ruler.
Those like car dealerships.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was a. It's the only thing I could ever think of. Commonplace, you'd get a yard stick.
Yeah, Siler Chevrolet in Saginaw would
give you. That's their number one go to for where you get yard sticks.
Thanks for stopping by. Here's a yard stick.
What?
Didn't that happen to everybody? Didn't everyone have one from Siler Chevrolet?
It's so universal that I said, what the hell are you talking about?
I can't measure anything right now. Head on down to Bob's Ford and get yourself an extra yardstick.
I'm going to test drive an Impala so I can know where 3 feet stops.
Hey, everyone gets their turkey from the laundromat, right, guys?
Hey, walk on down to Kooky Kevin's Used Cars, where we sell nothing but yardsticks.
This is a handy device to have in the car with you so that you can park 3 feet exactly to the next guy's door.
Maybe you're looking for a brand new 2002 yardstick. We got it. Maybe you want a gently used 1997 yardstick. We got that too.
We got over 150 yardsticks on the lot.
It's our President's Day yardstick at the car dealership sale. Come on down.
We've been so good at selling yardsticks, we need your trade-in. You have an old yardstick, maybe it's only 2.5 feet long, we'll take it. We need your yardsticks.
We're also number one at pretzel rods for kids.
If I don't sell all these yardsticks, I'll shoot my brains out.
This text, just to defend free beer, I also have a car dealership yardstick and didn't know it was weird.
Well, I mean,
you could also have a bank frisbee, but you wouldn't refer to, I need a frisbee, I'll go to the bank.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I didn't recognize how sound that logic was.
My main reason for going to a bank is to get a tiny football that holds coins.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you got it there is not, I guess, not that weird, but the fact that you think that that's where you go to get them.
Banks are
that's your go-to.
Where else have you ever seen them?
Nowhere. No one has them.
This text, free beer sounds like you got hit in the head with a claw ham. Like a claw hammer.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't want people to blame me for mispronouncing claw hammer.
Yeah, I mean, the person that swings the ham is the hammer.
Where do you use your car dealership tape measure to figure out how the potato's big enough to live in? All right, your text is better than I read it, but you get it.
Yeah. It had to have been.
They usually are.
Now it's just turning into, you're stupid. Remember dumb things you thought?
That's what the show is. Remember all those dumb things you said?
But this is a new one, and I like it.
Yeah.
I just want to be certain. You are talking about a measuring device.
A yardstick.
Yeah, a wood measurer.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't. Yeah, that was all new to me. And boy, did I enjoy it. It might be totally universal.
No, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either, but. Lived a while on this earth. Never heard that.
This text from the 90s. I have 4 yardsticks. They're all from 4 dealerships.
Well, there you go.
Why are they giving you yardsticks?
Here's the thing.
This is a real good question.
Why do I
need this?
First of all, I don't have a yardstick in my house. If I did, you would have seen it on that counter I showed you a minute ago.
No one has a yardstick. Teachers do.
But,
this is a yardstick. I'll put it away forever.
I will say this.
It's on the chalkboard and it's dusty.
Every yardstick that was ever in my parents' home or my grandparents' home or my aunts and uncles was from car dealerships. And every almanac, like back when we had maps, was from an insurance place or a bank. That's true. We never bought those.
But there's still the question of why. Why are you getting yardsticks from a car dealership? Why?
They gave them to us.
That is so weird to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like suckers at a bank? That makes sense to me. I can eat that and then throw it away. What am I supposed to do with this damn yardstick?
Find things
measure,
that are 3 feet
the
long.
Snow.
Yeah, measure stuff.
Or shorter.
Yeah, you measure the snow.
Mm-hmm.
You measure the snow with mm-hmm. it.
You can. Yeah.
You got a lot of snow.
I would like to measure it. Let me go to my car and get my yardstick.
Yeah, you haven't, you know, had real northern fun unless you've
measured my snow with my yardstick.
Taking your car dealership yardstick out after a snow to check totals.
I have never thought about that before. Why are those a thing?
You know, measuring yards.
It doesn't make any sense. There are so many other things to measure that amount and more or less. Who needs a hard thing this long?
That's why there's tape measurers.
Aren't they used?
Full circle. Full circle.
You might. Sometimes it is helpful to measure something with something that's rigid that you don't have to hold a tape measure open or have it fall down on you.
Yeah,
they do come in handy occasionally to measure things.
Yeah, Joe, maybe if you had a yardstick, you wouldn't have had to use an Xfinity remote to measure your wiener.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Who keeps a yardstick on their coffee table?
Well, that would just make me humiliated.
Yeah.
Then
you'd actually know inches.
I could have used one for children in their pencil box.
None of you have ever used a yardstick.
No way.
What do you mean? I've used a yardstick
dozens of times.
What do you think we used for yardstick fights?
Probably the last time I measured something.
They're not even
or
that.
Or built something.
Not even that strong. Those would break in a second.
not if you hit people and held it. Like, if you hit it close to where you're holding it. But yeah, if you hit it with the end and there's a lot of wiggle, it's not going to work out. You create it like a whip. Some of them were that thin balsa.
Mm-hmm. I worry about you.
I'm fine now. So pick
I'm
your poison.
Give your kids yardsticks for Christmas.
Oh, I don't want that
you're
at all.
You're going to have six yardsticks in your house.
Where can I buy a yardstick?
No, we'll go to a car dealership.
Yeah,
you heard the ad earlier.
Where can't you get one?
You don't have to buy
them. Come on down. Low financing and all the yardsticks till the end of the year.
I'm going to have to reach out to my friends at Sarah Honda Granville. You guys doing these yardstick deals? Like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. If you're not, you're a fool.
How pricey of a car do I need to buy to get a yardstick?
Can't decide between a tape measurer and a yardstick? Get the next best thing, the folding wooden measuring tape.
Oh, man, I had one of those when I was a kid.
My dad used to have one of those. Yeah, I was very envious.
You know what I used that for? Making weird bridges for my Star Wars characters. Like, you ever going to do anything with that? No, I'm not going to be handy, Dad. I'm just going to be a loser.
Oh, boy, look at the Westcott wooden yardstick with hang hole.
Yeah, if your yardstick doesn't have a hang hole, you're a loser.
Okay, you know what yardsticks are for? Rachel,
you got to be able to hang it up on your pegboard.
Yardsticks are for straight edges for sewing. Right?
Yeah, you can use. Yeah, I've used yardsticks for sewing and stuff.
Otherwise, your
before.
Apron's going to look stupid. Nice job, idiots.
Right?
Yeah. Nice, stupid, bendy apron.
Otherwise, I think the only people who regularly use yardsticks are old ladies and like elementary school students.
How many were?
And don't forget people who put in football fields.
Okay, that's true too. Just,
they have 100.
They
of
have
them.
100 of them.
Hot damn, a 10 pack for $28.44.
Yeah.
Oh man, we got to open a car dealership. All right.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.